Yo. This your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. I want to know that how's everybody day going, or evening, morning, night, wherever you at. My day was a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to see another day. Thank God for that. But I'm going to jump right into it. There was another school shooting. This is really, really ridiculous that these kids have to go through this. It's sad that it's so, it just feels like it's so consistent. You know, it's like we just had one, and now this. I don't understand. It's ridiculous. Six people, three adults, three kids. This is really sad. Father, I pray that you watch over the parents, you know, the friends, you know, the family of the kids, the three kids and the three adults. This don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. I know that we all are living in end times. We are all living in end times. Jesus is coming. So we're going to see a lot of things going around this world. But at the end of the day, it's still sad to see or hear about kids. A mass shootings happened at these kids' school. I'm tired of hearing about school shootings. I'm tired of hearing about shootings, period, in public. You know, just in schools and stores and grocery stores, you know, malls, theaters. I'm tired of hearing about all these mass shootings. These kids, these adults shouldn't have to go through this. They wasn't bothering anybody. It's sad. Wasn't bothering anybody. This is insane. This is very insane. You can't even go to school, go to work, go to the grocery store without somebody wanting to shoot up the place. This is ridiculous. No one should have to go through this. All people trying to do is just live their life. That's it. Not bothering anyone. You're going to work, you're not bothering anyone. You're going to the mall, you're not bothering anyone. You're going to the grocery store, you're not bothering anyone. You're going to the movies, you're not bothering anyone. You're going to church, you're not bothering anyone. But we got people like this person and this person upset or just don't care about nothing, just hate life. So they decide to take their anger out on other people, kids, other people's parents. This is ridiculous. I definitely send big prayers to their family and friends. Definitely. This is ridiculous. I know I keep saying it, but it is. I know I'm not the only one that's tired of hearing about these shootings. It feel like every day. It makes me think, do anybody have anything else to do other than just want to take innocent people's lives? If you have issues, talk to God about it. Talk to your family about it. But don't take it out on other people's kids, on other people's family. They can't even see their child anymore. This is ridiculous. They got to go through this. They have to go through this. Family, friends, they all hurt. This is sad. Very sad. This is not a joke. This is serious. I definitely send my prayers out to the family and friends of these kids and the adults. A lot of people, we all have a purpose on this earth. Some people may not know what it is, some people may know what it is. But if your purpose on this earth is to be a prayer warrior, do God's work, get His word out there, you know, share the gospel. This is the time where we need everyone to start praying. Everyone. Everyone should start praying. Everyone. I said Jesus is coming soon. This is your time to repent. This is your time to start praying. God likes when people share His word. Pray every day. Talk to Him. This world is insane. This world is bent out of control. We got shootings every single day. Every day. It's not like you to turn on the news, this is all you hear. It's sad. This is it. It's always negative. But everyone that's listening to my podcast, again, I appreciate you guys listening. I really do. I want everyone to pray for these people. Pray for these people, friends and family. Pray for them. I need everyone to pray for them. We are living in end times, people. This is not a joke. I'm serious. I'm not laughing. I am serious. We are living in end times. I'm going to need you people to pray. Not only for yourself, not only for your family, but for everyone. Prayers, prayers, prayers out to little kids, family, and friends. To the adults, their friends, and family. People, we all need to come together. We all need to come together. There's just too much hate going on. Too much violence going on. Too much negative stuff going on. We don't need that. I talk to God every single day. I pray every single day. I have the right to say what I'm saying to you guys and everyone that's listening. I read my Bible. See, these type of things make God happy. These type of things make God smile because we get into His Word. The devil is out here. He's out here. Continue to stay prayed up. That we all, everyone should know the devil is a lie. It's Team God over here. Team Jesus. I'm not playing. This is serious. Everyone needs to come together and start praying. If you don't pray, now is the time to start. If you haven't read the Bible, now is time to start. If you haven't repent, now is the time to start. But all this negative stuff has to end. It has to. It's just too much. These little babies have to go through this. And all they were trying to do was just learn, live their life. They ain't harming nobody. They ain't harming nobody. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you chose, from what I heard, this was a Christian school, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Christian school. Yeah, that's even more sad. You went into a Christian school and start shooting. Wow. A buddy of mine told me, you know, they could have something against Christianity. If that is the case, don't take it out on the kids. If you got a problem with God, which I feel sorry if you have, if you actually tell God you got a problem with Him, oh man, oh yeah, you can get checked real quick. But if you have a problem with a person who loves God, who talks about God, who reads about God, let them continue to do that. This is what makes God happy. If you don't like the person that's talking about God, go on over there somewhere. Don't bring that negative energy over here. Speaking about God is positive. Sharing the word is positive. Praying every day is positive. But you got an attitude. You're so upset because the person speaking on God, how blessed they are. You know, good things like that. And you can't take it. So now you want to get upset and take it out on these innocent kids, innocent adults. Wow. Wow. With all that you did, I don't even think God probably said anything to you when you got to the gate. I don't think he said anything to you. What is it to say? You killed kids. You went to a Christian school. What is it to say to you? Because apparently you didn't have no care. You didn't have no heart. You just hated life. It felt like you just didn't care about nothing. You just did whatever. You just did what you wanted to do. Like I said, you got a problem with people just speaking on God. You don't have to hear it. You don't have to hear it. You can go over there. Why did you even bother to come to the school to do this? What was the problem? What was the... You know, there's a video out. Of this preacher. They got arrested. And it's kind of obvious why he got arrested. Preaching the word. So now they're saying you can go to jail. You can get a prison. For praying and speaking on God and all that stuff. Ho ho. Well. Well. You really want to do that? You going to send somebody to jail for speaking on our Father? You want to send someone to jail for sharing his word? Wow. Do better thinking. Do better what you're thinking. Do better. Because that didn't make any sense. You don't lock a person up for sharing or talking about something good, positive. This world need more positive things, not negative stuff. This is ridiculous. My apologies to everyone that's listening for me, you know, getting loud like this, you know, reacting like this. But this stuff pisses me off. It's ridiculous. But like I said, the devil is out here. Especially when they want to get upset, when you want to speak on good, how good God has been to everyone. Wow. Everyone, I just want to say, continue to keep praying. Continue to keep God first. Never stop praying. Praying without ceasing. It's a little scripture. I say that because I want you guys to continue. Never stop praying. But you think God ain't listening? He heard it. He reads it. He paying attention. Oh, the days of Noah. Everyone, I thank you all for listening to my podcast. My Keep It 100 radio. I want everybody to stay prayed up. Remember, keep God first all times. I just had to get that off my chest. Because this is not cool. This don't sit right with me. So again, I thank everyone for listening. So this is your boy, Young Mills. Keep it 100 Radio. I'm out.